The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Good morning, everyone. A revolution, you might say, in Tunisia twice over now. After overthrowing its dictatorial regime months ago, an overwhelming majority of Tunisians showed up to vote on Sunday to elect a National Assembly to write a new constitution. The result of that peaceful balloting was the victory of the Ennahda Party, an Islamist party that claims it wants to build a government where democracy and Islam can coexist. Well, is that an answer to these cries on the streets of Tunis 10 months ago?
We don't like this party of Ben Ali. We don't like this ancient party. We want a new constitution. We want a new constitution.
Tunisians, by and large, wanted their dictatorial leader Ben Ali out. But is this the government the people of Tunisia want? It's the first answer, politically speaking, to the first episode in the Arab Spring. And that question will be answered further as the National Assembly gets down to work to write that new constitution. Joining us now is Gordon Gray, U.S. ambassador to Tunisia, who we spoke with just after Mr. Ben Ali was expelled from Tunis. Ambassador Gray, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you make of the victory of the Ennahda Party as you're looking at the numbers this morning?
Well, first of all, the election results have not yet been announced. So you're projecting a victory by Ennahda, which we have to wait and see what the results bear out. That being said, Ennahda has been very well organized, and the expectation is that it will get a plurality of the votes. But not most likely not a majority of either the votes or a majority of the seats in the Constituent Assembly.
So you're saying no majority, just a plurality, even though there are reports all over the map on this?
I'm saying that our expectation is that no one party will have a majority of the votes. That's correct.
All right.
But we'll see, too. We're expecting the result. We'll see soon. We're expecting the results later today.
You know, the surprising result in Algeria some years ago of an Islamist party produced a horrible sort of political backlash that country has not emerged from. How is this situation significantly different than what happened in Algeria now almost 17 years ago?
Well, I think it's different in two ways. The first way that the situation is different is that the Tunisian military historically and more recently during the revolution and since the revolution has played an apolitical role in Tunisia and Tunisian politics. The same cannot be said of Algeria. I think the second important difference is that Ennahda is a party that has committed itself to change through the democratic process.
Have you met with Mr. Ghannouchi, the ideological leader of Ennahda, but who is not expected to actually take a seat in the assembly?
Correct. Mr. Ghannouchi was not a candidate in these elections, but I have met with other members of his party.
And what do you make of their agenda and the idea that they are a moderate party and they want Islam and democracy to work together? We talked with some people yesterday, at least one woman who is very concerned about women's rights in a new Tunisian constitution.
The Ennahda contacts with whom I've spoken have all said the right things as far as respecting a democratic process and a pluralistic system. As you point out, there are many Tunisians, particularly Tunisian women in the in urban areas, who do not believe those statements. And I think that obviously time will tell. For us, as the U.S. government, it's our job is not to select the leaders of countries from this party or that party. Our job is to work with democratically elected leaders who are committed to a democratic path, who are the choice of their citizens, and that's what we'll do.
We're speaking with Gordon Gray, who's the U.S. ambassador to Tunisia, about the results of the election, which we don't fully know from over the weekend. And, you know, I'm wondering, Ambassador, it isn't certainly not our job to interfere in a democratic nation's election system, but we do have to keep taps on what is still our ongoing war on terrorism, which would mean that we'd be concerned about whether or not Ennahda is, in fact, radical, or whether their declaration that they plan to integrate Islamist values into a democratic condition is sincere, right?
Are you saying there is a
priori
connection between
I'm saying that
being Islamist and being terrorist?
Absolutely not. I'm saying that as soon as we haven't spoken to the woman yesterday who's frankly, living in the United States, but concerned about extremism on the part of Ennahda, then do we also have to be concerned about extremism if we're protecting civil rights, if the point of getting involved in the Arab Spring at all is to protect the democratic rights of these people?
Well, I think that's exactly what we need to do, which is we need to support democratic processes. We need to support pluralistic systems so that the rights of all people are protected, male, female, in case of Tunisian, Muslim, Jewish, rural, urban, affluent, and less well off, and that's what U.S. government programs in Tunisia are designed to do.
And that's certainly a model that's worked in Turkey since the 1920s. Gordon Gray is the U.S. ambassador to Tunisia. Just personally, sir, your job has transformed extraordinarily over the last 10 months. How does it feel to be in a much more collaborative role here in this nation-building process?
It feels terrific, to answer your question. It was very difficult to engage with the government of Tunisia under the Ben Ali regime. Conversely, since the revolution, the government has been far easier to engage in. We're able to work very collaboratively on different projects. I think we saw that with the very successful visit of the Prime Minister to Washington in the first week of October. Just to give one specific example.
Quickly.
We've got the Peace Corps coming back to Tunisia early next year.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, Gordon Gray, get to work. A lot of work to do there. Gordon Gray, U.S. Ambassador to Tunisia, commenting on the democratic changes that we saw over the weekend. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.